Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team. Hello, folks. Thanks for joining us tonight. Tonight we've got Mr. Hat Trick himself, number 7, Zachy, or as Steve calls him, Zach Orwig. How you doing, Zach?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Got your belly full now. You ready to answer some questions?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
First question is going to be a difficult one. Did you enjoy the enchiladas?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
They were good phenomenal.
Good deal. That's all I worry about. I just want to make sure you guys get fed good. So, just a basic conversation, you know, tell us about yourself and so the fans can learn about you. So,
yeah, for sure. I'm a hockey player, student / athlete. I'm from Rogers, Minnesota. I've lived there for about a year now. My whole life is hockey. I train. It's pretty much all I think about, really. Like, train, skate, like, everything I do pretty much revolves around that. My end goal is college hockey. What else? I would say,
tell us about your family.
Yeah, my family, super great people. I love being around them. I actually miss them quite a bit right now. Yeah, it's me, my mom, my dad, and my little brother, JR. We'll go on a lot of, all of our family vacations are, based around hockey. Pretty cool. It's taken us, to a bunch of different places. We'll, have Thanksgiving, wherever I'm playing hockey.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What's your mom and dad's names?
My mom's name's Julie and my dad's name is Brian. That's my middle name.
Okay. Yeah. I assume they're back in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You was talking earlier about your little brother playing lacrosse.
Yeah.
This is his first year?
Yeah, it was his first season this last year. He played striker. Striker maybe.
What's up?
Scored.
Oh, score. I was going to say, what's a striker?
Yeah.
I've never really watched lacrosse, so.
I think that's what it's called. All I know is he gets to stay on the offensive side of things. That's all.
So he's a forward.
Yeah, pretty much. Forward of lacrosse.
What other sports have you played?
So I played basketball when I was younger. I played a year of soccer. I've pretty much tried every sport you can imagine. Baseball, basketball, football. I was a gymnast for a couple of years. I think that, that built my strength quite a bit, from an early age. Just be, in tune with my body and stuff. But, what else? I think that's it, actually. I never got to play lacrosse competitively, we were talking about earlier. But those are pretty much
it. Other than hockey, what was your favorite sport to play?
I would say baseball or gymnastics, because I played baseball up until I was a freshman in high school. And I just wanted to completely focus in on hockey.
How old were you when you started playing?
Started playing baseball?
Hockey.
I started when I was 3, learned how to skate in Urbandale, Iowa, right outside of Des Moines.
Yep. So, did you play
school hockey or was it club hockey growing up or?
Growing up early on, I played like A and B level hockey in Iowa. Nothing too crazy. I would go up in Minnesota, play like spring hockey. But yeah, pretty much up until I hit 16U, I played single A and played 2 years of high school hockey in Iowa, which it was like a co-ed kind of deal. And so it was like a bunch of different kids from like local schools because there's not a lot of hockey players out there. In Iowa, land of the cornfields.
Right. Plenty of frozen ponds during the winter, but.
Yeah, not a lot of skaters.
Where was your favorite place playing hockey growing up?
I would probably say in Minnesota. I really like Raymer Arena. That's in Edina, Minnesota. It's one of the more iconic rinks that I've played in. And
how old were you when you played there?
What'd you say?
How old were you when you played there?
I would have been, so the first time I played there, it would have been like 10. And, no, I bet I was 11 actually. But, more recently, when I skated with Fairbanks, that's the rink that we skated at.
Oh, okay. Cool. You age out this year, don't you?
Correct.
Yeah. Because you played, one season with, what was it?
Oregon.
Yeah, you played one season with Oregon, and you was halfway through your season at Yellowstone when we picked you up.
So, I played one season in Oregon, one full season in Yellowstone, half the season last year in Yellowstone.
That's right.
This is my fourth year. Which before that, I played a little bit of EHLP, which is like very, very low level of juniors, but still some junior hockey before
that. Eastern Hockey League, ain't it?
Yeah. It's like you have EHL and then EHLP like below that.
Is that where you played with Sebi out there at New England?
That's where I played with Mercer.
Or Mercer, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mercer. Yep. Yeah, I was looking at your stats earlier today while kind of checking some things out, seeing how many games you played.
Nice, yeah.
I think you're up to 124 games.
Something like that. Getting up there.
Yep. How many hat tricks have you had in your career?
Like my whole hockey career, I would say 3 or 4. But this most recent one I got was my first junior hockey.
Cool.
It was pretty exciting.
I bet it was. It sucked because I missed it.
Yeah.
We had that windstorm and lost power.
I only heard a little bit about that.
Yeah. Our power was out till 5:30 in the morning because there was up here a couple blocks away, there was a power line.
Yeah.
Went down across the street. So, yeah, missed the whole game. Yep.
Yeah, that was while the fires were going on in Sheridan, too.
Yep.
That was crazy to see.
Well, I bet. Yeah, it gets pretty bad up here sometimes during the summer with the wildfires.
Yeah.
The last 2 years haven't been too bad. Well, 3 years ago it was so bad that I think we had like almost 2 weeks of unbreathable air or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Air quality.
The air quality. I mean, it was just smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
Walk around, throat sore all the time. Got to be bad for your athletes.
Yeah.
So, what about, who's your favorite hockey team?
My favorite team is the Chicago Blackhawks, which is kind of, I'm a little bit ashamed the past 2 years, well, past couple of years, because they haven't been very good, but Bedard's fun to watch, and it's fun seeing the guys that they bring in they're going to be pretty good in a couple of years, but right now it's just kind of waiting for that time.
Yeah. Yeah, all teams go up and down.
Yeah. For
sure. Yeah. We can't all be, you know, Mahomes and the Patriots and, you know,
for sure,
spend the money and get the constantly get the team, the quality. Yeah. But what about your favorite player?
My favorite player is Cole Caulfield, just because he's a smaller guy like me. I've tried to model my game after his, just because like he's just a very skilled player, like at a small size, and he's able to like produce a lot of points despite that. And I think I play similar to him too. So.
Okay. What about, I know you said you don't really watch football anymore. You watch baseball?
Not really, no. I only really watch hockey.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Do you ever have a favorite jersey?
Favorite jersey? Like a favorite hockey jersey?
Yeah.
Of my own, so the Quake had a, like, wintered specialty jerseys that we wore. They were like blue and it was like wrapped like a Christmas present, and it was like kind of plaid too. That's probably my favorite jersey that I've worn, but I would say like my favorite like general jersey is the Blackhawks black and white jerseys that they have for the Winter Classic.
Yep. Yep. Wasn't that for who was it? They played, I remember who they played in that one. I had a chance to go to when, they did the, outside game there at Wrigley back in 2008, 2009, somewhere around there. I wasn't into hockey yet though. I hadn't started watching it, but a buddy of mine kept trying to get me into it. And he was going, cause he was originally from Chicago. He was trying to get me to go to it. I was like, ah, no, I don't want to do that, you know. Of course, now that I've gotten into hockey, I'm like, man, I wish I'd have went to that.
Yeah.
At Wrigley, you know.
Yeah, that would have been unreal.
That would have been, yeah.
With that group of guys, too.
Yeah, that would have been a good experience. But, you know, it's all good. What about your go-to food before a game?
A lot of the time it's chicken Alfredo, but sometimes I'll mix in like a – I'll do something simple like ground beef and potatoes.
Okay.
I really like sweet potatoes before games. It's like a carb, but it's pretty light too.
Right. Do you salt and pepper on your sweet potatoes or brown sugar or just salt?
Yeah, I go brown sugar sometimes, but most of the time I just go salt and pepper.
That's your favorite part of a Thanksgiving meal?
Yeah.
With the marshmallows on top?
For sure. Real good.
What about, superstitions?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm very superstitious. I just sort of have a routine, but not necessarily superstitions. Like I'll do certain things that will get me in the right mind state to be ready for the game. But I wouldn't say I'm very superstitious at all. The only thing I would say is like, if I don't get a point for a game or two, like, I'll switch up the color of my tape that I use. Yeah, other than that,
So you are superstitious.
A little bit. A little bit.
We were having a discussion last night about the, Sevy and, Sevy and somebody. They would, when one would drive, they would win on a Friday night. When the other one drove, they'd win on a Saturday night. So they started driving, both of them driving now, so they can win Fridays and Saturdays.
That's awesome.
And then with Blake and Cole, they were talking about when they go and eat at Teriyaki Madness, and then they go walk the mall, and then Blake had changed to black tape, and they've been winning, he's been scoring. So but yet they're not superstitious.
Yeah, no, I'm not crazy about it.
What about pet peeves?
I don't know. I find myself getting annoyed by like little stuff sometimes, but when people ask like overtly obvious questions, like, or stuff that I don't know the answer to, just kind of brush them off and try and push them in the right direction of somebody who might know. Because like, a lot of times I'll get questions about like stuff, like team stuff with that happened like this during this part of the year. And I hadn't gotten here quite yet during this part of the year last year. So it's kind of like, well, I don't know. I'm like, I've been a part of the team, but I'm like, some of the stuff, it's not like it.
Right.
Stuck into my brain the same way.
Right. What about
a lot of the full year guys from last year?
Yeah. What about pet peeves on the ice? Or in the locker room?
I would say getting suicide passes. I really don't like that. a lot of just like bad passing. When guys will like. Not allowed to cuss.
It's hockey.
When guys bitch at each other, I just realized I hadn't cussed the whole time. I would just say bad passes and when guys like get angry at each other like for no reason. Or like when everybody has their own idea of like what we need to do in order to play better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like everybody's giving their 2 cents and it's happening all at the exact same time. So nobody's words get heard.
Right.
So then it's just completely redundant for anybody to say anything.
Yep. Everybody's talking. Nobody's listening.
Exactly.
What about chirping? Are you a chirper?
I wouldn't say every game, but I will occasionally do stuff to try and get into like the top guys' heads, like the top guys on the other team.
Do they ever get in your head?
I wouldn't say so, no.
No?
It's pretty hard to get into my head. And if, like, usually if somebody does get into my head, I will very subtly get back at them, like, way later. Like, later in the game, whether or not it's like they, like, catch pass with their head down, oh, I'm going to take advantage of that now. Like, that kind of thing.
What typically would it take for you to drop your gloves?
I would say, like, to protect a teammate, like, I wouldn't fight for selfish reasons. I would only fight if it was for somebody else.
Okay.
Like, if I had, like, got smoked in the face or elbowed in the head, I wouldn't go out of my way to fight that kid, but I would. If he hurts one of our top guys, like, exactly what happened against Bozeman earlier this year.
Right. Like,
I'm gonna take exception to that. I'm let him know that he messed up.
Right.
Maybe try and knock out some teeth.
Nothing like Juice last night when he got speared in the face.
Oh, yeah. I only saw like whenever they went down. I didn't see what started it. So
yeah, I caught the guy spearing him in the face and Juice grabbing his face and he just took out after him, dropped his gloves.
That's awesome.
But I think they've been chirping in his ear pretty hard. There was a couple other things. There were a few times he looked like he was getting pretty frustrated with them. Mm-hmm. And I know they were getting off in their feelings.
Yeah.
They just couldn't do anything with you all last night or Friday night.
Yeah, we played really, really structured. Like, I wouldn't say for the full 60, but I would say, like, for the most part, whenever we play structured, they don't have anything. They can't play at all. They're not a skilled enough team to play a straight up 5-on-5,
right?
Like when we're playing in our structure, like following what coach tells us.
Yep. Yeah. Last night, I think last night y'all played a full 60 well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you weren't chasing. That's where y'all seem to get off into that mess is when you start chasing.
For sure.
And that's what you was doing Friday night at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like playing down to their level.
Right. Exactly. As long as you all play your game. Is to like last night, I mean, they just couldn't even, y'all was just going around them, just skating around them like it was nothing.
I want to say after the first period, they had 2 shots.
I wasn't checking the stats last night. No, we were watching.
We keep counting, I think.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, you all spent the majority of the time on the forecheck. Yeah. It was, yeah.
That makes it a lot more fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially as an offensive guy. I really like when we play.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a great game last night. We were definitely stoked as fans. What about who on your team? I mean, you've played with Mercer for a while. You've played with Sebi for a while. But who would you choose as your counterpart after on the ice most?
I would have to say one of my line mates. I would say either Garen or Easton Kennedy. I really like how both of them play. Like we fit each other's style of play very well. I think we find.
Yep. I can see that.
It's a lot of speed, so it's like we're all pretty much always on the same wavelength.
Right. Yeah, typically, yeah, one of you three is usually making a breakaway, so.
Yeah.
Yep, and then the other two are right there to get that pass. For sure. Yeah, I can see that with you three.
Yeah.
So, what do you do on the outside of hockey? What's your favorite, pastimes?
I would say, like, which I know these are all hockey adjacent. I really like to lift and I like to shoot pucks, but I also really like to just be outside, go for walks. I'll like go for hikes. This summer I got into fishing more. Really started to enjoy fishing. Caught quite a few bass over the summer. Learned how to play piano a little bit. But yeah, just like picked up a couple of different hobbies just over the summer because I had a lot of free time outside of training. So. But yeah, all that and school, I would say. I take like a college class or two a semester.
Okay.
Just to have some credits done before I transfer over to an NCAA school, hopefully.
What do you plan on going to school for?
I want to go for construction management and maybe like minor in English because I really like to write as well.
Construction management and English.
Yeah. I have a lot of interests, so.
That's a pretty wide.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I've narrowed it down from like, oh, I'll do absolutely anything to at least those two things.
Right. So you like to write, huh?
Yeah, I do. I really like to write. It's a good outlet for me, for sure.
You write short stories or do you write?
I do a bit of creative writing, like short stories like that. Oddly enough, never really about hockey. I really like horror movies and stuff. So like,
okay.
I'll write scary stories sometimes, but. A lot of the time it's like just something adjacent to like what happens in my life. And like, I'll like, if I think of an idea, I'll like turn it into a full blown story.
Okay. Cool. What about reading? I mean, if you like to write, do you like to read?
Yeah, I do. I don't really like to read for classes and stuff because it's like not my choice.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done it as much like since I was a kid, but I would say like here and there, if I find a good book, I'll be nose deep in it for a while. Like this summer, I read some book called The Beach House by James Patterson. It's like some fictional like crime story.
Right. That's good. So is there any particular genre that you like to read, or is it just whatever catches your attention?
Whatever catches my attention, honestly. A lot of mystery.
What about movies?
Movies. I could go on and on about movies.
I know you said you like horrors. Which one's your favorite?
really hard one. I really like Sinister. That's a good one. Yeah, I would say Sinister.
You ever seen Oculus? About the mirror?
I don't think so.
You should check that one out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a. I used to be real big into horror movies. Yeah. Right? Like, you know, Oculus was one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, I really like all of Tim Burton's movies.
Oh, okay.
Especially like during this time of year too.
Right. Nightmare Before Christmas and all
that.
Have you been to see the new Beetlejuice?
I have. I really like it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm,
yeah, I liked how they brought back that universe.
I thought
it was creative.
I really like the original Beetlejuice, you know, and I'm always worried about the when they wait for so long and they finally come out with a sequel. And it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Are they just, you know, are they just reaching for hoping to get a hit off the name or what, you know?
Yeah. No, but I thought it was pretty on par with the first one.
Okay. I'll definitely have to check it out then. We just finally seen the new Ghostbusters.
Mm, okay.
Frozen Empire.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Of course, it had all the originals in it except for Egon, who's dead. But yeah, I was impressed. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
What about historical figures? Is there any historical figures that you that you look to or like to read about or anything?
Historical figure.
It can be in any subject. It can even be a historical hockey figure.
Historical hockey.
No, not that one.
Yeah, I don't have anything for that. I don't All really. Right.
I just threw that one out there because, you know, I got that out of Sevy and Mercer, so I just figured I'd throw that, see if it sticks.
Historical. I want to think of an answer to this.
Well, typically, I mean, if somebody's big into reading and, you know, reading and writing, you know, typically there's going to be some historical figure there that at some point has caught their interest.
I mean, like, I read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe. I have like this really big book of a bunch of his like short stories that he's written over time.
Okay.
Sitting at home, but I like Edgar Allan Poe. Liked The Raven, The Telltale Heart.
Okay.
Those are some good reads.
Fair enough. Along them lines, who would you most like to have sit down and have a dinner with? Be able to pick their brain.
Ooh. I would say I would really want to pick Kanye's brain just to see, like,
that could be scary.
I mean, he has, but with how much he knows about, like, music and media and, like, that sort of thing is, like, his whole life. And right. I want to see sort of, like, the ins and outs of like his world and like how like everything that's like happened with him and his life, how that's like affected him creatively and like how he's used like music and media as an outlet and like being in the public eye and all that sort of stuff. Like I just find all of that really interesting. I think he also has a very keen understanding of like marketing, and I think that would learn about from someone such a prominent figure, which I don't love all of the political stuff that he's put out there, but you know, I try to separate that.
Right. Yeah. There's, I mean, he has moments of lucidity out there that are, you know, he's definitely an intelligent man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt in that. But there's other times that he's just kind of takes a step off the edge.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with mental illness, and like that's just something that comes with a mind as creative as his.
Well, yeah, it goes hand in hand with creativity. I mean, it's people that are dominated by the left side of the brain.
Yeah,
typically struggle with. I mean,
yeah,
you have people like Robin Williams and others. They can make everyone else feel better and amuse them and enlighten them and everything else, while at the same time they're sitting there suffering.
That's actually somebody else, that like a historical figure that I like really, really resonate with is Robin Williams. I like one of my favorite movies of all time is Good Will Hunting.
Okay. Yep.
He was phenomenal in that movie. I cry like a baby when I watch that one scene of him and the main character in the office. It's crazy stuff.
Yep. My favorite one actually by him is Patch Adams.
Yeah, I've seen that one too.
I don't know what it is about that movie, but I to me it seems that movie there, you really see his internal struggles.
Yeah, it captures who he is.
Yeah, because he's making everybody else laugh, and just every day is a struggle for him.
Yeah,
but nobody ever knew that until it was the end. Oh, good.
So I found that like when I like figured out how to take care of like that side of things in my own head, like that's when my like hockey confidence like went through the roof.
Okay.
Cause like I fully believe in the fact that like life very much mirrors your hockey, like how you perform on the ice. And so like whenever I like in hockey, if you think negatively about yourself, you're going to play negatively, right?
Right.
And so for the longest time, I thought that I could separate who I am on the ice and who I am off the ice. And that's not the case. You have to be able to think positively off the ice in order to like be like create and be a producer on the ice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it goes towards your confidence.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if you're being negative, then you're going to lack confidence in yourself.
Exactly.
And that's going to present itself out there when you're going up against other people.
Yeah.
That lack of confidence isn't going to allow you to perform properly.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's very much like when you're under those lights on the ice, like you're very much like you're in the spotlight.
Exactly. Yep. So we're what, 7 weeks now into the schedule, isn't it? I think we're 7 weeks in, or
I think so.
Well, how are you feeling about the team so far?
I really like all of the guys. I think Coach brought in a really good group of people. I think that we have a lot of skill and a lot of talent. I think we just need to remember that, and remember that also that like although we are a very skilled team, it takes the work of every day, the work of like making winning a habit, which I feel like I'm just quoting Coach right now. Like it's all stuff that's very real, and it very much characterizes like winning teams. And
right.
I think that if we sort of adopt that blue collar mindset as a team, which I think we're on the way to that, I think we just need to continue to have the confidence and the drive to be that championship team that we have the skill for. Like
right.
this division has been more like this year, this division is the most wide open. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And you sit there and look at the standings. And I mean, even though y'all are in third place, if somebody hasn't been there watching the games up to this point, that they can't see that. Every game that you all have played, you have definitely had the potential to walk away with a W.
Yes.
But like Friday night, you know, you started off that first period, you were playing as individuals.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, there was some sloppiness and it just wasn't that cohesion that's needed.
For sure.
But by the end of the game, you had found it again. And then last night, y'all come out. And if you, from our standpoint, from what we see, if you can continue that cohesive attitude like last night through the rest of the season, there's nobody. I mean, yeah, I think the only reason why Helena even beat you all is because they're bigger and they use their size. I don't, skill wise, they can't touch you all.
Yeah, no.
They just use their size to their advantage.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's, what about, do you see between now and, showcase, who do you see as being your toughest series coming up?
I mean, I would, we do play Helena again before showcase, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I think that'll be our checkpoint before showcase, I would say. That's whether or not, like, we're ready. Like, will be determined by how those games go, I would say.
Right.
Because weekends or something.
So, you know, this week you play
Yellowstone.
Next week you play Butte. I can't remember when you played Helena. And of course, I can't find the schedule now. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, you've shown me, well, you haven't played Gillette yet. But I don't know about Gillette this year. I don't think
they're a very strong team.
Yeah, I don't think they've got it this year. Yeah. I really don't. They lost too much.
They also have player coaches, so that doesn't, I feel like that plays a key factor. Like,
oh, absolutely.
One of the kids that aged out last year, who half of our vets played against, like, is an assistant coach on that team now. So it's like,
yeah, but you gotta be careful there, because then you're gonna be talking about Alex.
That was pretty surreal, playing against him 1 year, and then
right
the next he's my assistant coach. That was a funny transition. But
I'm sure.
He's such a brilliant hockey mind, where like it's, I playing against him, I would have had no idea, just because like he was playing against him, it was always like, he was just like this physical, like shut down D guy. Like I didn't realize like he knew so much about hockey until I got here and like listening to him talk about like systems. And like, I was just talking to him the other day. He said he probably watches like one of our given games probably 10 to 12 times within a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he has a very, each game even, like I can only imagine it like gets repetitive watching it so many times with so many different people, but like he's just a very, very smart in the hockey world.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you gotta look at, look at the upbringing you had, you know, with Matt being in the officiating side for so many years.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the things when I interviewed Alex last year was about growing up. He has to know more about the rules on the ice than probably most of the refs.
Yeah, honestly.
You know, so. But yeah, I can definitely see that. And, you know, of course, Helen is always going to be that team that.
Yeah, they just have that culture. And yeah. I think we just need to understand as a team that we are also that, like, if not better than that team. And it's just creating that winning culture around here that will really, I think, end up winning us the division.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because we're definitely moving in that direction as of right now.
Well, that's why, you know, I liked what was said in the newsletter. You know, they called this team a championship caliber team.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. I firmly believe that. So you said you're going to college. We talked about you going. Where would you see yourself after college? What do you see yourself doing?
So I really want to continue to play hockey for as long as I can. So my end goal after college, after everything, I'd say, is to either play pro here in the U.S. or go overseas and play some sort of professional hockey over there.
Okay.
Whether that's Germany, Sweden, France, Italy.
Do you have if you had your choice?
If I had my choice, I would probably at least start out in the SPHL, because there's a team where I used to live, and that would be unreal to play in one of my old hometowns, like, professionally in front of all my buddies back home.
There you go.
That would just be surreal. And yep. Then, like, to be able to move up from there would be, if that's the dream. Okay. Just to see how far I could go.
Oh, absolutely. So you got, next week we got Yellowstone, then we got Butte, then after that's Gillette.
Yeah, I think Gillette will be a test. I think we need to not underestimate them, but.
Well, you can't underestimate any team.
Yeah, not any team in this division, because they're all so physical and, like, I wouldn't say this is the most skilled of divisions, but they will, if you play yourself, you're going to end up getting outplayed by the
team. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Then there's the basic questions. We'll end with the basic questions. White or black tape?
White tape. Right now.
Right now. Tucked or untucked?
Like jersey?
Yeah.
Untucked. I don't like having my jersey tucked.
Yeah, you know, I have yet to meet one that wants a jersey tucked.
Yeah.
What about sticks? What's your favorite stick?
Probably the Trigger 8 Pro. That's what I'm using right now. Trigger 8, Trigger 9. Similar sticks.
What is it about them that you like?
I like that the blade's, like, skinnier on the bottom compared to Bauer, and, like, just very, it complements my shot, pretty much.
Okay.
Very snappy stick. I have it cut down pretty short, too, compared to most people.
You mean on the length on the handle, or on the blade?
The handle, like the shaft, like I use it shorter.
Oh, okay. Guys. All right. What about workouts? Upper body or lower body?
Oh, lower body for sure. As a hockey player, you have to. There is no upper body day. It's all. Which there is some. I do hit back occasionally. That's like my second favorite body part is hitting back.
Okay. Well. Is anybody out there you'd like to give a shout out to?
Shout out to my mom. Shout out to all the boys. Shout out to my billet mom, because she said she might listen in.
Well, she better be listening.
Right.
Come on, Dawn. You got to listen to this stuff. Well, I'd just like to say that thanks to your parents, Brian and Julie, for letting you be up here. We love having you on the team. It's always a pleasure watching you out there on the ice. You know, you're definitely an integral part of this team, and you make it work. And I think, with your help, we'll definitely will definitely go a long way. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Zach.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep. Well,
another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks. And I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Leaf, for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hocktimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.